The genesis of this work has come out of the gradual realization that presencing as a practice is actually in some ways insufficient to the needs of our time. And part of the initial curiosity and intuition that grew with me over that period was that there really is a need for a deeper excavation of the territory of what is classically known as the bottom of the U. So that's part of the contextual aspects of how I'm positioning my work more officially. If you don't have a background in theory U, that's really okay. Part of how I'm framing the presentation today is kind of a series of vignettes to give you a little bit of a flavor for what and how I'm approaching dynamic presencing. And so in a few words, I would say that dynamic presencing is really helping build capacity for presencing as a way of being, as a way of orienting in our immediate experience, and as a way of leading. And so that's really the crux of it. So I'm going to bring you through a little bit of a overview of some of the work, and again, in a very, let's call it meandering way. And it's more just to kind of invite you into tasting some of the essence of this work and what it's been for me. So I'll begin with some comments here. So dynamic presencing is looking at introducing five new core methods for developing your presencing leadership capacity. The work as a whole is encapsulated with five immersive, what I'm calling phenomenological journeys, where you're actually uncovering, through each journey, you're uncovering your own presencing nature in the context of the field, as it were, the presencing field. And so there's a kind of, call it a path and a process through, down into the bottom of the U that is helping us begin to acclimate our awareness, our sense-making, our humanity to this interior dimension of who we are. The work actively draws from the ground of our presence as a subtly embodied way of leading. And so when I talk about ground of presence, what I'm getting at is that there really is a, there's these substrate levels, as it were, of ontological levels of being and or of presence, that when we begin to make the journey, the initial journey, we go down into those levels, and what we discover is that presence is not simply only a function of being present, actually. Presence is actually a constituting part, again, of who we are. And so when we learn and open into these ground levels, these ground layers, this begins to activate something in our awareness, perhaps, that attunes and entrains us into, again, a different kind of emerging way of being. And while I'm scripting it right now, there's a really beautiful emerging quality that shows up for each person and how they actually connect with that ground. And the act of that connection begins to draw us into a communication with our own interiority. The work introduces an in-depth method of negative capability for accessing and staying in touch with our creative nature amidst action. And so those of you who are familiar with Keats' notion of negative capability, he talked about it in terms of this ability to be amidst uncertainty without immediate recourse to reason, to grasp, and to give us anchorage. And it's kind of like an active suspension, an allowing of that uncertainty, of the unknown, that amniotic like quality to permeate our awareness and to begin to shape and open us into our deeper creative nature. And so the work really looks at an in-depth apprenticeship in that way. It also, yes, it breathes fire, in case you're wondering, uncovers a new ground and in-the-moment path of leadership from our embodied still point. So this is a part of the methodology, is uncovering our embodied still point as the connecting point between our presencing nature and the presencing field. And so the still point is really our leverage point for beginning to access this perception, this way of navigating in very subtle ways amidst our day-to-dayness, but particularly in the context of leadership. There's this quality of realigning us with the dynamic, generative core of who we are. And it departs a little bit from the traditions, because the traditions, in some respects, don't get into the dynamism as much. There's, when we start talking about the deeper layers of being, there is a kind of assumption. The generativity isn't yet often present in the traditions. So the work is really looking at coupling the nature of our being with the nature of our creativity. And so it really starts, what's been observed, what I've experienced, participated in, shared, and so forth, the communities, there really is this awakening of this core through presence, through the activation of this. Might be framed as cultivating a wisdom way of leading from the arising new. So I make this distinction of the arising new as a kind of phenomenological update on the emerging future. Part of my beef with Theory U is some of the terminology, though it also draws on phenomenology, in some places is a bit clunky, a bit conceptual. So dynamic presencing is really trying to get underneath the conceptual so that we're back in the territory itself. And then the act of doing that, begin to reawaken awareness so that we're seeing at this level of reality, as it were. And in that, seeing evokes a wisdom way of leading, a way of connecting. And the rising new is really the immediacy of the emerging future. This arising new is live streaming when we begin to access it. We look at discerning the emerging future as a function of our ability to ground and rest deeply in the presencing field. I love this little guy. There's like, hippos seem to really get this resting. And what I've observed in the Theory U world is that there's such an impetus for action that there isn't the draw to resting well, resting deeply in the stream of action, emergence, generativity, change, all of this. And so the work is really drawing us down into that field to find our seat, to find our point where we can connect and rest deeply in the field itself. There's an updating also of the geography of the presencing field with four new field locations. Again, working out some of the nuance here. We've already touched on two, or I touched on them in my talk earlier around the I space and the we space. And then we also have the you space. That's more in dyads. And then we also have the all space, which is like encompassing field of all that is and all the larger macro contexts. And so These four locations become quite significant as contexts to bringing more precision in how we work with the presencing field. And each, again, is invoking a phenomenological location that we can experience, we can touch, we can taste. And we begin, thank you, we begin to start to see in a kind of, there's like a field literacy in terms of the geography that starts to come online. There's also a working with the felt sense as a gateway into subtly embodied sense-making. The felt sense plays a very important role in dynamic presencing through our inner bodies as instruments through which we begin to connect our cognition, our intellect, but also other ways of knowing, other ways of being. And through the inner body, the felt sense-making becomes a way of cohering that and starting to bring that into an actual perceptual way of seeing and engaging. And that sense-making, when it starts to cohere in that manner, really gets powerful. It's a way of helping us bridge to our senses in a way that is a kind of homecoming, in a way. It's like coming back to ourselves, coming back to the, maybe in some ways, more primal or the older part of us that remembers what it's like to live and breathe and be a sensory creature. And the act of doing that is like, it opens us. You start to feel the physicality of that. And it's like, oh yeah, love it. So I'm having fun up here with you guys, so. All right. It also excavates a ground and process from which to access, live into, and actively live from our authentic nature. Another update. A lot of talk about the authentic self, our highest self, our best self. But after a while, those constructs start to lose their meaning, actually, or they become overly familiar, and which is natural in the course of language and reification of language and concepts. But what this work is doing is inviting us into the place where we experience reality before we conceptualize about it. So there's a way of coming back home to our authentic nature, as it were. So it's kind of in a way, and then keep in mind, this is a conversation I'm doing in relation to Theory U, other methods as well, but primarily Theory U. And so part of the context of this is helping rehabilitate our authentic nature. If I can, rehabilitate sounds, it sounds wrong when I say that, but it's kind of like, it's not that we've kind of suffered a bit of damage. Living in, 2018, the world is not exactly a friendly home for our authentic nature. So there's some active path, intention, work that we're all at some level engaged in, if this is of value to us. And so this is part of what the work is beginning to activate. So that's the cover of the book that is coming, will be released next spring on the work. And I'll say, maybe on a more personal note, that, yeah, it's a really thrilling period for me, personally, about where and how this journey has come about. It's been very unexpected. I sometimes talk about it with colleagues as a kind of apprenticeship. At some point, I kind of stumbled into it, kind of tripped, fell into the bottom of the U, and woke up down there at the bottom and realized, hey guys, there's a whole new territory down here. What the hell? It hasn't been talked about. What's going on? Something like that. It wasn't so, that makes it sound like a child discovering something like a cave, but it is actually something really profound. And I realized gradually that it was asking something very different from me. as a researcher, as a practitioner. And the act of surrendering into that became a path that has awakened a kind of, how can I say it, just a passion for being in this territory, learning about it, getting very intimate with what it is, and humbly participating and trying to glean insight into what is actually going on down here. And so the book is a culmination of that three, almost four-year journey. And again, I've been prototyping and testing it in my different MBA courses. My students have been willing guinea pigs, which has been fabulous, and also done a couple of explicit courses on dynamic presencing as well. But where I want to just leave the note on this is that part of where I feel the call currently, even just being in this conference, there's this kind of unhinging. I can feel it happening in my own self, and I see it a bit in others too. There's like, you will each express this in your own way, I'm sure, and I'd be curious if this resonates for any of you. Come find me after, we'll talk about it. What's happening as we come into more of who we are here? This work's really about that in a focused way, working with leaders and change practitioners and so forth. But it's also at a very human level really about reclaiming something that hasn't necessarily been lost, but maybe overlooked. So I thank you for your attention this morning and look forward to any questions and anything that may emerge afterwards. Thank you sincerely. It's been a pleasure.